Americans know the bombs Japan dropped at Pearl Harbor, yet few have heard the story of over 9,000 bombs that were launched at the U.S. mainland in the last months of the war. That chapter of World War II is today's edition of The American Countryside.
Does it ever seem like when you're looking for the right tool, you just can't find it? You've been looking for a better nitrogen solution for your corn crop. A nitrogen source that stays put and doesn't leach away. Now it's easy to find Pivot BioProven, the tiny nitrogen-producing microbes that tightly adhere to your corn's roots. These microbes take nitrogen from the air, convert it to ammonia, and apply it directly to each plant all season long. Pivot BioProven. Predictable. Productive. Weatherproof. Get the right tool. Get the new nitrogen. Get Pivot BioProven.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
It was Saturday, May 5th, 1945, and 16-year-old Cora Connor was tending the switchboard in Bly, Oregon.
Our family job was to take all the calls that came through the switchboard, and a lot of people did have phones, so we could take messages.
That morning, Cora received an invitation to go on a picnic with the Reverend Archie Mitchell, his wife, and five other children.
My sister and I didn't go. The other children went to the picnic. I think that the dear Lord didn't want my sister and I. We were to be spared for a reason. And sometimes today, I feel my reason was to get the story out.
Beginning in November of 1944, Japan launched the first of approximately 9,000 balloon bombs. The hot air balloons measured over 30 feet in diameter and were launched into the jet stream, which carried them toward the U.S.
They had some kind of sandbags on the bomb things, too, that would either raise the balloon or lower the balloon due to elevation. They were very cleverly made. And when this one came down, it just came down through the trees and was laying there.
The picnic outing to the forest soon turned deadly.
Curious children. Yep, that was exactly what it was. And before the minister could yell at them, it's quite a little distance down from the road to where it is. He couldn't stop them or anything. They touched it, and there it was.
The bomb exploded, killing the pastor's wife and the five children. We'll have the rest of the story next time as we travel the countryside in Klamath Falls, Oregon. I'm Andrew McRae.